in a game situation with Nick back there. You've played with him a number of times before.
I played with Nick a little bit before, and obviously, you know, whenever we were looking forward to this game, looking forward to the first couple drives to see how it looked in a game situation, even though everybody had full confidence. And you know, kudos to Nick. I thought he played great today, put our offense in a lot of good situations, made a lot of big plays for us. So that was awesome to see.
Were you surprised in some ways at the way this team seemed to struggle out of the gate in this game?
A little bit. You know, the Giants, the record doesn't reflect, I think. They got some good players. Eli can show up anytime. You know, obviously he's got two Super Bowl rings, and you know, he's got those for a reason. You know, he can be a dynamic player at times. You know, the fact is we got to play better than this. Obviously in the playoffs we're going to have to play better than this, but really just finishing the season, you'd like to finish off better than this. But, you know, I don't think that they're the – you know, we respect this team, and we know that they got some really, really good players, especially on defense.
It's been a while since you guys have been back on top, man. What does it feel like?
Feels great. I mean, obviously, wish we would have played better today, I think, collectively. But, you know, we just clinched the bye in the first week and clinched a home field game for us. So, you know, anytime you can do that, that's huge. And obviously, you know, we got to keep this up. We got Oakland this week, Christmas Day, so it'll be a fun game. I think it's huge. I mean, obviously, you know, at this point in the season, you've played a lot of games, and the ability to rest and the ability to recover that first week, you know, I think this team needs it. Obviously, we've been through the ringer injury-wise, and, you know, a lot of guys are banged up. It's the way it is towards the end of the season, and to be able to get that little week off to rejuvenate just that little small amount, I think is a great situation.
It makes it sweeter, the fact that the volume of talent that you've lost to get to this point and to be standing as one of at least the top two seeds in this conference?
I don't know that it makes it sweeter. I wish all those guys are still here, you know. I mean, they're such great players, great leaders. You know, it's unfortunate that they've gone down. But I think it speaks to the mentality of our team. It speaks to the way that we're coached. It speaks to the guys that this team was assembled with. The backups have been able to go in and play well enough for us to continue winning games. And, you know, I think it's been a really good year for the Philadelphia Eagles and a testament to, you know, how good this team is.
What role has the coaching staff had keeping you guys on that level for all these injuries?
Obviously, I mean, that's huge. I mean, you know, it's very rare that teams can succeed when backups go in the game, especially a crucial position. You lose, you know, Darren Sproles, our left tackle, Jason Peters, Carson Wentz on offense alone, not to talk about the defensive injuries, but those guys are not only are they great players, but they're leaders and they're guys that, you know, a lot of people in teams would view as irreplaceable players. So, you know, I think that the coach has done a great job all year of making sure that everybody's ready to play, making sure that whatever the situation may be, whoever gets in there has got to get the job done. And, you know, it's a testament, too, to the front office for getting guys here in backup roles that, you know, are more than capable of going and winning games.